Radio.
When you think about hearts in contemporary culture, they're always being recognised as the essence of a person, the place where someone's deepest desires or longings and fears reside. And as we know, the heart is also the wellspring of our love. You only have to walk into a store at Valentine's Day to see that most of the cards have images of hearts on them. So it symbolises love. And there are a number of phrases, I think, that also express the centrality of the heart. For instance, how many of us always say, let's get to the heart of the matter? Well, they say, I'm putting my whole heart into this activity. Or, take what I say to heart. We also say, I love you with all my heart. And when things don't go very well, we all say, I've got a broken heart. Well, today the church celebrates the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's a day for us to recall how deeply Jesus loves us. It's a day to recall that he poured out everything so that we could be saved, every last drop of his blood. And because he gave us everything so willingly, his sacrifice was the perfect offering of love. But we don't just recall Jesus' love manifested way back then on Calvary. Today and every day, Jesus continues to pour himself out for us, offering us his grace, his peace, his consolation, his mercy, and most of all, his love. I think today's gospel is quite telling because it shows another dimension of the Sacred Heart. The image Jesus used this afternoon of a shepherd willing to leave the flock in search of the lost sheep tells us that he is willing to risk everything for the sake of one lost sheep. That's how earnest he is about bringing home those people who have lost their way. The reality is Jesus loves every one of us. He suffers over everyone who has strayed from him. He rejoices over everyone who turns back to him, and so does everyone else in heaven. So today on this beautiful feast, take some time to fix your eyes on Jesus. Focus on his Sacred Heart. Let his heart speak words of love to you. Let Jesus convince you that you are precious in his eyes. And then listen ever quietly as he says to you, go out and be a messenger of my Sacred Heart to all the lost sheep. Lord, we will go. Make us ambassadors of your love. Amen.
Radio.org.au